This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up, crew? Happy Thursday. This is Top of Mind, so I want to get it out to you while it's hot. I'm doing a lot of training right now for some up-and-comers. I've noticed that I have fun anywhere I'm teaching or speaking. I love to teach. But I'm having a specifically amazing time teaching people who are a little bit earlier in their journey. And I haven't done this in a long time, because if you don't follow some of the businesses that we run, a lot of them are, you know, like the sales organization is we've got some enterprise clients, and then the consultancy is, you know, I just had two meetings today with two clients from that. One of them's selling a company, and it's an eight-figure exit, and it's part of what we teach. How do you build a training organization that can be sold at some point? It's not tied to the founder. Then another one is, they're scaling past eight figures. They haven't broken it yet, but they're reorganizing essentially the composition of their team. So these are high level people, and my job is essentially like helping them be positioned to take advantage of what the markets give us. But then there's this different crew of people who are like, you know, they've got an incredible expertise. They're just getting started, and it's so fun because they're like I was when I got started. You know, really talented, but they don't really exactly know what's going on. You know, I'm teaching them how to do basic things. Anyways, even with our in-house teams, like our sales teams, we have a ton of people who just they haven't really done sales before, so they're learning how to do it. This is top of mind because it's crucial and it's important. The worst type of person that you can be is the type of person who says something with your mouth and then says something completely different with your budget and your calendar. Look, show me your budget and show me your calendar. And if that disagrees with the words coming out of your mouth, it means you are a liar. Like, probably pathologically so. Why am I being this hard? Because I think it would be better for people to just admit they don't want something than to run this facade of a life where they're like, yo, yes, I want this, I'm ready for it. Oh, but they can't commit to the work it takes. They can't commit to the fee that it would take to learn something. I've got two coaches right now. One of my coaches is for mental programming and mindset, because that's always something that is going to be important to me. It's important to you as well. Obviously, you're listening to a mental programming podcast. Like, you're in the right place. But I've got a coach that I pay, and you know, she helps organize my brain and make sure I'm not missing things, because it's sometimes hard to see it in your own mind. And I've got another coach who's very, very expensive, and he helps me on the trading and investing and financial markets. You look at someone like me who's been doing this a really long time, and I built the largest marketing consultancy in the world at the time, and it's like, you know, I have not outgrown the need for me to have other people who know things that I do not know, or who can see things that I cannot see. I will pay them money. I will buy speed by giving them money to show me where to avoid errors and how to think. And one of the things that I've just always been careful of is saying, yo, I want this thing. I'm ready for this thing. And then you look at my time and you look at my money, and I'm not putting those resources in the right places to back up the words that I am saying. It literally just means like you have an issue. And maybe not you, maybe this is for your market, maybe this is for someone else. But if you say that you'll do anything to reach the target and you can't get yourself to wake up before 6:30, like, oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry, but you will never, ever make it to your goal. If you say that it is existentially important for your family to not inherit your brokenness, you want to change your generational line, but you just cannot get yourself to invest into a mentor or an education product or something, I'm sorry. This is just the reality of the situation, is that, oh, oops, you lied. Life is not going to respect you at all. And I don't want to get to the end, you know, and I don't want to get to the end and be like, you know, I had a real shot at that, but I couldn't stop eating Cheetos. What a horrible excuse for your life. You get to the end and you want a redo. You failed. So I want to fire you up. I don't want to hurt you. I want to fire you up. You have two options here. when you listen to something like this. Number one, you can keep your mouth shut. You can stop saying you want these things. You can just be quiet. Stop putting messages into the world that say that you want something. Because here's what happens. When you begin to say you want something, this is what I want, I'm going to do this, life will judge you and hold you accountable to your words. You better be ready to back that up with your money, with your time, your budget, and your calendar. So option one, keep your mouth shut. Lower your goals. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It just means that you don't really want it. And then some of y'all are like, hell no, I'm not gonna lower my goals. Okay, here are your options. Put yourself into a position where you are honoring your commitments with your money and with your time. Do the work. Make the cuts. Make the sacrifice. You're not gonna play on the court at the best of your abilities unless you're on the court before everyone else is on the court, getting your reps in. That's all I got. Love you. Bye.